Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My faith is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be stopped, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. We will die.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Hang on to your hat. Tonight is going to be one of those nights. Where the manifest glory of the Lord is going to show up.
Amen.
Whatever you need in your body, it's here tonight. I'm going live right now. That's amazing. That's amazing. Good evening, community of faith. The shares have happened. Dan Cottle. Dan Cottle. Thank you for that video, man. If you haven't seen the video on my personal Facebook page of the miracle, I ask you right now, in the first minutes of the program, go to my personal Facebook page, Sam Cottle, and watch that miracle that is on my personal page. Please go and watch it right now. I can't play it here. They won't let me. Or I would play it right here. It takes about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You're going to see a lady healed of Crohn's disease. I encourage you to go right now and then come back. As soon as you watch the video, come back. In the next minutes and 30 seconds, your life is going to change. Thank you, Dan. Evening, Tammy. You alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy of all of the glory, of all of the honor, of all of the praise. You alone are worthy. You can't.
Or do you want me to not share this over there yet? Well, don't move it.
Oh, no, I would hold it. I would hold it. That's good. That's good thinking. Don't put it over there yet. No. I encourage every one of you that are hooking up right now. I'm very serious about it. Blog Talk Radio's live. YouTube's live. Facebook is live. If you haven't seen the miracle that's on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page at Sam Cottle, I ask you to go right now and watch that video and then come back to this thread. A lady is healed of Crohn's disease. Takes 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'd like you to see that video before tonight's program. You might say, Pastor, this is really crazy what we normally do. It don't matter where, that's who we are. It's really crazy. I guess you I know I can't do anything because I'm here. The glory of God is on that video to such a degree. I am literally still shaking. It's also on the Community of Faith page. Wow. Michael W. Smith's song, Healing Rain, you probably just sing it. But, if you haven't been able to catch up with our worship times in the afternoon, I encourage you to do it because God's given us an amazing bunch of worship. There it is. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Not afraid, I'm not afraid. Open the windows of heaven. Let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Father, I thank you right now for healing. I declare healing into your life right now, whoever you are, whatever you need in any part of your body. Don't put up with any plaguing pain, any plaguing anything in your life. Healing signs and wonders are yours right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. The healing rain of heaven is poured out upon you now. By his stripes, you are healed. From the relationship we have with our Father, we reach up into heaven right now, and we pull down the miracle that you need in your body. Say it. Eyes see. Ears hear. Bones be strengthened. Whatever you need, receive it right now. It's the healing manifestation of Almighty God right here, right now. Wow. Oh, it's just flowing. There's a healing anointing flowing through me and by me right now. It's like it's coming from behind me, and it's just blowing by me to you right now. No matter what you need, receive it. Just say, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus right now, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, I can see her skin quivering. And I can hear Michael W. Smith singing, healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Not afraid. I'm not afraid. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. You know, we don't usually start like this, but I could tell all afternoon God was going to start with a severe punch, and it's going to just be with us. It's just here. Say it. I'm healed,
and
it's staying here. It is not leaving our lives. It's not leaving our lives. Mary Fernandez. We welcome you tonight to the community of faith. Everybody say welcome. Sister Mary Fernandez, all the way from Singapore. Hallelujah. The healing rain is flowing in your house and in your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Mary, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what you need, no matter what is in your life you need from God. Did you hear what the young lady said? He loves us so much. And he's not mad at me. Declare it right now with me. He loves me so much. And he's not mad at me. You say that to the Father right now. You love me so much. And you're not mad at me. Now, guys, I'm not talking about the tent meeting. But that's the kind of miracles that you're going to see right there. And every day of preparation right here, right now, launches us in that place where the Father's got for us. It's just sitting there waiting for us right now. Welcome, little buddy. Little buddy at Becca's house, we welcome you. All of our family that's here, Brother Dan, Brother Mike, Tammy Peters, Becca Chapman, Phyllis K. Raymond, all of our friends over on YouTube, say it. The Father's not mad at me. And he loves me so much. Some of you tonight with that one statement, be set free all night long by just living in that one statement. He's not mad at me. He loves me so much. I watched that video at about 20 minutes to 7 Central Time. I've not stopped speaking since then. Whatever miracle you need tonight, just say it. I receive it right now. Kids around you that need healing, lay hands on them right now. You just lay hands on them and just say, he's not mad. He's not mad. He loves you so much. Be healed, no matter what it is. Wait. It ain't you that does the healing. It's not me that does the healing. It's the Father who does the work. Just go. Woo, Jesus. Be healed in your bodies. Be healed in your marriages. Be healed in your families. Be healed in your ministries. Be healed by Almighty God. Mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me right now. Just pray this. Say, Lord. Manifest your glory.
Manifest your glory.
In this healing room.
In this healing room.
Every night.
Every night. Amen.
May revival start in this healing room.
May revival start in this healing room.
And spread around the world.
Spread around the world. Amen.
Every person who clicks on this link tonight receive a manifested miracle of Almighty God, and they're right here, right now. I declare restoration in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Work on joints. Work on joints. Take your glasses off. Ears, get up and move around. The healing power of God is flowing through this place right now in an amazing way. You love me? Come on, Jake. How you doing, buddy? Love you, little buddy. We love you, little Jake. You got a good grandma. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, there's my mom. Hi, mom. Welcome. We're just having a glory time here tonight. Brother Dan, I know you're with us here. Do you remember when that video was made, when that happened? Anybody see the date on it?
Oh, I didn't.
Somebody grab the date on that real quick and see if you can see the date. Why does it matter, Pastor? I just heard a great man of God last night make this statement. Every time a miracle happens, within that miracle of this year, didn't put a date on it, May 3rd of this year. Every time a miracle happens, in that miracle is the seed of multitude of miracles happening because of the glory. Now, if you haven't seen that video on my personal Facebook page, I encourage you, just leave the program right now. Go watch it. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds long, and then come back. It's also on the Community of Faith page, and it's also on my personal Facebook page. I encourage you to see that, because I'm not going to preach that miracle tonight. I'm going to teach us the Word of God.
Amen.
That miracle is so powerful. Brother Mike said it when he told us the testimony of the lady who gave him a quarter and said, I used to hope I'd have money left so I could give a quarter at church. And she gave Brother Mike that quarter. And Brother Mike said that night, as he told the story, he said, may we never lose the thrill and the tenderheartedness to the miracles of God that are happening right here amongst us. You want to pray it with me? May that miracle spread around the world and be seen hundreds of millions of times around the world and create another miracle in a magnitude manner every time somebody sees it. May every time somebody shares that video, hundreds of people be manifested with a healing as soon as they see it. Declare it with me right now. Man, there's an anointing to me. This is what we've paid the price for, Community of Faith. This is what you provided by your faith. We have a healing room where people are healed. If you're being healed right now tonight, that way, as you're being healed tonight, testify. And it's, that healing power is just going. Just grab a hold of it right now. Say it in all my body. All, everything about me, heal.
Everything about me, heal.
In Jesus' mighty name. I am being instructed here. Give me a second. Let me get to this. I just wish I knew how this all worked. In the name of Jesus. Father, this young man, Joshua, what's his name? Joshua Ludlam? Joshua Lindquist. I don't know him. But we speak over this video right now. Little Jack, welcome, little buddy. It's good to have you with us, him. Come on, little Jack is with us tonight. Bless you, little Jack. It's good to have you with us right now. Psalm 133, verse 3 says, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the holy anointing oil that's poured over Aaron's beard. It's like the dew on Hermon. Say this with me. It's a commanded blessing. Now, whether you love or hate Facebook. And I would recommend not hate, all right? I want you to say this with me. God bless this miracle.
God bless this miracle.
To be seen in every nation of the world.
Yes, to be seen in every nation of the world.
Say it with me. God bless this miracle. To manifest millions of miracles.
Yes, to manifest millions of miracles.
Around the world. Those of you that are just joining us, if you haven't seen the miracle video on my personal Facebook page, I encourage you to just stop the program, go to my personal Facebook page, and watch that video of a miracle. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds long, and then come back here and be with us tonight. Now, on January 21st, the Father said about the community of faith, this is a healing room right here. January 21st, during the evening program, the Father prophesied by the Holy Spirit of God that the community of faith is a healing room. Right now, that video needs to be spread across the world. And nobody be able to stop it.
Amen.
Everybody say it. No one can stop this video. We are seeing the commanded blessing of the Lord come right now because you and I have been speaking and praying over this right now. Say it again. Say, we declare this video.
We declare this video.
Goes all over the world. Into millions of homes and produces millions of miracles
all over the world
immediately when it is seen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I would recommend any of you, but I just recommend every one of you find a way to share that on your personal and just let it go. Just watch this miracle spread all over the world. Here's what's amazing that's going on right now. This is one of millions of miracles that are happening all over the world right now. That Morris Cirillo, whatever his name is, what's his name? That's it. The other guy. Anyways, he's having a revival in California. It's not Sean, it's the other guy. Anyways, Sean's another one. And then a guy in New York City. And there's a guy in Texas and Florida, and there's one in Pennsylvania. This revival is going all over the world. This is the time to jump in and say, Father, heal my body and help me get right in the center of the glory of God. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, video goes around the world. Around the world.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, here we go. I'm just going to read it. This is what I've been teaching by the Spirit of God. And I'm just going to read it on over to his page. Listen to what it says there. Miracle testimony viral in Brazil on Instagram. A friend of mine from Brazil translated the testimony of the girl who got healed during her baptism into Portuguese. I posted it on my Instagram. It has 1 million views in Brazil. And it's spreading. I don't know about you, but I've had bad enough of the bad news hitting Earth lately. It is time to share the good news and stir up faith, hope, and love. If you know somebody that speaks Portuguese, there's the video on his page of the video in Portuguese. My goodness sakes alive. Now, I don't know, Joshua. I do know this.
I know when that lady got healed, that God did amazing signs, wonders, and miracles just like this through Jesus all of his life and career. It's on YouTube. Share it from there. Pastor, why are you so serious about this? Because that miracle has a seed in it of another miracle. And that's what you see in Jesus' teaching that says, and he healed them all. I have never come here this night like this and been quivering and shaking in the power of God like I am tonight. We spent all afternoon seeking God here in our house. Answers, seeking his face, worshiping him. And right here, right now, tonight, he's manifesting in this room. Amen. With his healing power. In this healing room. For those that said, Pastor, this is a little different. It's only different if you're stuck in a rut. There's nothing different about it when you just realize this is what our father wants in every part of our life. So Shannon, welcome. Mary Pastor Rick, welcome. Sister Sunday Geyser, welcome. Robert Molderman, bless you, brother. Bless you, man. This is what Alan Barton, welcome to you, brother. Come on, computer, scroll. Now, let me give us a little bit of a lesson here by the Holy Spirit right now. Since the beginning of this program, Brother Mike and Sister Shannon been with us. Guys, were you here the first night, Mike and Shannon? Brother Dan's been with us. Sister Gwen, Brother Dave, they've been with us. I'm not sure when Brother Robert came. It was pretty early. We've been there all along. Mary Pastor Rick's been with us. Some of these have been with us for, what did we find out? 416 days, right?
Yeah,
416 days we've been doing this. Now, there's been many people who's come in there, a part of making it happening. They may not be with us right now, but their life got back busy after the pandemic, and they're going. I want you to see something. Every one of you who come here are very valuable to taking this message of faith and healing into the world. Brother Mike said he was here since last April. All right, you were here right at the beginning. So here's why I'm saying that. Don't worship him. I want you to see this part of this. That seed that they sowed in agreement with this, we didn't even know what we was doing. Their seed of agreement has caused what God's doing here to just go and go and go and go and grow and go and grow. And all of the people that's been a part. My mom's been in and out ever since the beginning also. Thank you, Mom, for that. Rebecca Smith has been with us.
Yeah.
All right, from the very beginning. Mary Pastor Rick not too long after that. And some of the rest of you. And the point I want to make about it is this. You and I, Brother Dan, my cousin Dan Cottle was with us at the very beginning. Dan and Gwen, watch. You guys have provided the foundation of this healing room.
Yeah.
Do you realize that everything that happens here is being credited to your account in heaven. Throughout this time, we've put our faith with many different ministries, all right? And ask God to bless them and help them and make them go and make them grow. Every time you and I put our faith-filled words that we speak with another ministry and say, God, bless them to go, God brings the exponential factor into it. And he says, when it happens, he takes it and he multiplies it exponentially. There's no way you can count what God's going to do. Bless you, Mike. Catch you in a minute. All right. You got me now and you're all with me. Well, we don't consider it stuck, brother. We consider it blessed.
Amen.
Everybody say it. God truly loves me. And he's not mad at me. Everybody just do a big family hug tonight. Just do a big hug from the Father. Pastor, why are you saying this about those that's been this? Brother Dan Cottle sent me that video. Dan shared that anointing with me. The power of God hit me immediately. Immediately it hit me. And it's still on me right now. There's a healing, there's a healing anointing that's right here, right now, tonight. Just receive it. Whatever you need from God, you receive it right now. I keep thinking arthritis being dealt with severely tonight. During anybody that's here dealing with arthritis, I see it being manifestly healed. What's our friend that has osteoporosis? Evelyn.
Evelyn Robinson.
Evelyn Robinson, we call you healed right now tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Any of the rest of you that are dealing with those things, there's an anointing here tonight to heal your bones, your joints, and your cells and tissues and manifest. And restoration in your mind and in your head, your skull. That anointing is working right. Wow. Wow. That cerebral palsy, autism. There's an anointing here right now tonight. Lay hands on anyone around you that is fighting that battle. And we declare immediate delivery right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You and I add our faith to what that man's doing wherever he is around the world, because it's obvious he's going around the world. All right. When we add our faith to it and we seriously get involved to speaking life and life more abundantly, then everything that happens from that video is accredited to our account in heaven. No devil in hell can stop God from accrediting to your account in heaven. That's why you got to get up, get moving, and be connected to a group of believers just like this one. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Here we go. Right into the word. Coming right out of the chute. Just going. Up. We got a lasso. We don't have no lasso. We come out of the chute. We're like the Kentucky Derby. There just ain't no end. And we got horses from heaven that never get tired or never run out. Matthew 18:18. Assuredly, most assuredly, positively speaking, I'm telling you for sure is what Jesus is saying. Hallelujah. The arthritis in my knees is 95% less than it was a year ago this day. Be healed from I declare, Robert Boulderman, be healed in every joint of your body, and none of your service in the military has any effect on you another day in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. May you be a vessel of healing.
You are a vessel of healing. Every time you hold those envelopes in your hand, you declare the healing anointing of God flowing through you and say, God Almighty, heal this person in the mighty name of Jesus. And then Brother Al comes through from Africa. Amen. Sister Gwen, thank you for posting that video when you did. Amen.
That was good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going back to Matthew 18, 18. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we agree with Joshua Ludlow. I don't know him, but or Lindquist, but you know him. I am going to tell you right now that in the mighty name of Jesus, this video not only blasts into a million in Brazil, but it blasts into hundreds of millions and billions around the world. May they be able, may people share it faster than anybody can stop it. We declare nobody has any ability to stop this video ever. It is going. It is gone. We say, go, miracle, go. Go, miracle, go. I'm putting my faith. You put your faith with it right now. Go, miracle, go in the mighty name of Jesus. You want to say something else? Everybody say this with me. Say, and on top of that, God bless the song.
God bless the song.
The blessing.
The blessing.
To go around the world again right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that song, healing is here. In the mighty name of Jesus, may these videos just catch on and spread all over the whole world with manifest healings from Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Roger Oxy, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, you have healing and health and strength in your body, my brother. I declare no damaging effect from your service in the military in any way. And in your mind and in your soul and in your spirit, there is great strength and strength in your body in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. We will send you that video right now, Roger.
I sent it to him.
Did you? Yeah. All right. Sister Leanne, sent it to you, because I want you to be able to see it. Watch this. Did you notice that wasn't me in that tank? And that wasn't me standing by the tank. Did you notice that that video is rocked by water? I'm sharing it everywhere. I don't even have a Twitter account. But I think I might just get one. Or Instagram, wherever it goes. I don't know. I have one of those somewhere over the rainbow. I have a Twitter account. I know I do. But I don't know about that tweeting stuff. I'm not too tweetyized. I don't know about that. But anyways. You and I in the end times, the greatest gospel that's ever been preached is you and I grabbing a video like that, a video like one of them right here that manifests the presence of God and people are healed, and sending that video out across the mass, the news, what do you call that? The media. That's not media. It's called, well, you know that thing. You always have the word. You're the wife. I know. Oh, anyways, send it on all your platforms, social media platforms. I got the word.
Yeah.
Got all by myself. What is this? I want everybody to just put your arms up, flex once. Come on, do it. Just flex once. Everybody do this. Just flex. Now you ready? Say this with me. There ain't nothing the devil can do. Because I'm spreading this everywhere. And as I spread it, my account is being filled in heaven. There ain't nothing the devil can do. Every time you put your faith in agreement with another believer, there's nothing the enemy can do. He can't stop agreement. And when you and I agree, the manifold presence and blessing of God comes. It is a commanded blessing of God when we agree. Tisha Jones, I declare in your body, healing in your whole body. I see it like a wave starting at the top and going clear to your feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mary Fernandez Ambrose, I see healing waves just washing over you like waves of the sea in the mighty name of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Who else we got here that's been needing healing, love? I'm not being able to keep up with the comments.
I know.
If you need healing in your body, I declare over your life right now that healing manifests. Little Jack, may you be strong in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And Jake, may you be strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody that you know that has been dealing with migraines, that migraines are gone right now in the name of Jesus. Say it with me. Forever, detached, unable to come back by the manifold presence of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in the Titus body. And the revelation of the healing. And the power to have it and keep it and live it and enjoy it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, what we just did in the prayer of agreement with that guy, let's do it again. Say this, Morris Cirillo. That's not his name. What's that guy's name? Somebody help me. You know who's having the revival in California? He's on Flashpoint all the time. I want to put our faith with him right now because he's got a Mario Murillo right now is in a revival meeting as we speak right now. It started in California. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we declare in that meeting in California, we declare that there is mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. We say manifestation of the presence and power of God. We sow it as a seed for what you're doing in our tent of meeting into Mario Murillo's meeting tonight.
Yes.
Wherever Sean Feck is around the world, we declare, Sean, your ministry is blessed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Greater excellence, greater accuracy, greater power, greater the body of Christ standing with you. We declare right now, Rodney Howard Brown in Florida is on 335 days of a meeting outside at his ministry.
Wow.
In the mighty name of Jesus, We put our faith with Rodney Howard Brown and whatever his church is, the River, I think. In the name of Jesus, we bless them tonight. And we declare. Shambalasa Damanakaliva Lankada. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that God's presence flows freely there. And no governmental person has any ability to even get close. May it be like the days of Elijah and Elisha, where they just fall over if they get in the way of the men and women of God, because they can't stop the power of God from moving this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's a powerful video, isn't it, Al Barton? I speak over your body right now, the same manifest miracle that young lady received is happening to you right now. Amen. All your years on the railroad is restored to you right now in supernatural strength. Amen. In your body. Everybody say it again. Jesus. God is not mad at me. He really loves me. Just receive the healing, guys. Just receive the healing. Christopher Timmer, I don't know where you are, brother, but I declare healing in your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it again. God is not mad at me. God is not mad at me. He really, really loves me, and he heals me right now, tonight. Woo! Make that declaration in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody find the story, the reference of the story of the four men who took their friend to Jesus' house and tore up the roof. I think it's like Matthew chapter 9 or Luke chapter 10 or Mark chapter 8 or who knows. You guys find the reference, throw it up there, and we're going to go read it right now. I'm telling you right now. Shut.
Really?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Dan Cottle, thank you, sir. Thank you, my brother. What is it?
Mark
chapter 2. It's in Mark chapter 2? It's at the beginning of Jesus' ministry? Are you sure you found the right story?
I don't know. Somebody else would, just to be sure.
Hey, Mark chapter 2, a day in the life of Jesus. A day in the life of Jesus. Jesus has already been tempted in the wilderness in the book of John. Jesus has already heard John was in the prison in Galilee. Jesus already called his disciples. He went across and healed the man who was possessed with an unclean spirit. Peter's mother-in-law is healed. Mary is healed on the Sabbath. He was preaching in Galilee, and in chapter 2, he's home to his house in Capernaum. Say it with me. A day in the life of Jesus.
A day in the life of Jesus.
Verse number 1. Again, he entered Capernaum. After some days, it was heard that he was in his house. He lived in Capernaum. Immediately, many gathered together. Can you imagine Jesus' curtains on his house? So that nobody knew he was home. So that there was no longer room to receive them, people showing up. Not even the door. And he preached the word to them. That's what we do here. Verse 3. Then there came a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not, because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. Now pause for a minute. You and I are reading the story right here, right now, of this man who's healed, and he's got four friends saying, dude, today is your day. We are taking you to see Jesus. Wait a minute. He's paralyzed. He's a cot. He can't move, which probably means he hasn't had a shower. Joy, Claire, and Mikey, how you guys doing? Mikey, how you doing, young man? God bless you. And Joy, God bless you, young lady. If you guys haven't seen the video on my Facebook page of the lady getting healed of Crohn's disease, go real quick and watch it. It takes 2 minutes and 3 seconds. We'll be waiting almost for you when you get back. It's a powerful video, but we want you to be here after you see that video, because that video is going to change your view tonight. Watch this. This man on a stretcher because he's paralyzed. Amen. Sunday, glory be to God. All of a sudden, I got YouTube comments. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless Sunday, Geyser, holding YouTube down for us so powerfully over there. Give them Jesus over there, Sunday, in the mighty name. Those of you that's with her on YouTube, sign in and say hi. We want to hug your neck in the mighty name of Jesus. Just that lady in that video could not walk in that building to get baptized. Are you listening? I don't see a wheelchair. I didn't see a stretcher. I don't know how they did it. Somebody might have strapped her up over their back and carried her. Well, she had Crohn's disease. That would have hurt. That lady was in pain getting into that building. But somebody said that day about that lady, you ain't staying like this no more. You got any friends that you got it on in here saying, that's it, they're not staying like this another day? And somehow, I don't know if you saw the lady, but the lady that brought her there, at the far end of that baptismal tank, on her face before God, shaking that she just saw her friend get healed, because she had enough courage to say, oh, I'm going to take you to the meeting tonight, and you're going to be baptized, that you're right with God. Can you imagine being the person baptizing somebody and they can't stand up? I don't know if you've ever baptized somebody. When you dunk them in the water, it really helps you a lot to be able to keep them from drowning if they'll stand back up. This lady can't even stand back up. Well, wait. Yes, she did. Because as soon as she hit the water and the whole person's gone, came out of the water healed. And everybody's standing there. You are worthy. You are worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. You are worthy. 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 Lord God omnipotent, you reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, I heard him say it. He came up, she came up out of the water, speaking in tongues, saying, he loves me. He's not mad at me. Do you know how many people, when they hear her say that statement, are going to be overcome with fear? Are you kidding? God's not mad at me? No. No, he's not mad at you. You are worthy, Jesus. Worthy of all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the power and all of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. I know. And listen. Look at what Brother Mike just said right there. Brother Mike said, Dan sent that, and I was wrecked in a good way. Let me tell you something. Brother Dan sent that to me and Mike at the same time. I have been overwhelmed with God's love and his healing. I guarantee you, if you're my friend, you're going to receive it in your messenger account. Because I'm sending it to everyone. In my messenger account. It's going to take me a while because I think I'm at like 1,800 friends or something. It doesn't matter. I want everyone who knows me to see that God is not mad at you. God loves you. God is reaching out to just manifest himself in a mighty way in your life. It ain't about education. It ain't about information. It's not about degrees. It's not about the big church program. It's about you and I coming face to face with Almighty God saying, he loves me. He loves me. And he's not mad at me. Get back yet?
Yes,
almost there. I know, Beck, I'm still just moved. Your powerful anointing. Wait, let's pray for that young man again. Father, whatever hell that young man walked through and to and out of to function in his place for that miracle to happen. Blessing according to your word with a hundredfold return and manifold breakthrough of the most faithful, dependable, holy people around him so that their ministry can continually go around the world in this power and be blessed with no hindrance by wicked and evil people. I declare, we, the community of faith, declare it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, one thing about revival. When revival happens, you can't be worried about snot or tears. And if you see a guy go like this, just don't rub on his arm. That's all. He's just got, he ran out of toilet paper. All right, Velma, Osborne, Welch, and Joy, and Mikey. God is not mad at you. God is not mad at your family. He loves you. We declare over the Velma Osborne Welch family. Every one of them. The miraculous power of God transforming them forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you cry, Mikey, it's okay. Men cry. Because God touches. God is touching your family right now, Thelma. God is touching your family right now. Mary Fernandez, all that healing power you've been asking for is there in the room with you. Get up, march around, jump, shout, dance, do something in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God, Sunday. Now, did we finish praying for that guy? Put him on your prayer list. Put Sean Fecht on your prayer list. Put Mario Morello on your prayer list. Put the tent of meeting that you and I are going to do from the community of faith on your prayer list. This thing is, it's very simple and it's a complex plan that God's given me. And I keep saying, you got to explain that to me. I don't understand. And just declare it, that this same miraculous power happens for him every day in Jesus' name. Oh, my goodness. Now, every one of you that have been crying since you come on here and you've rubbed your nose raw, just lay hands on your nose and say, I declare the end of my nose is healed. We're back in Mark chapter 4, verse 4. When they could not come near him because... Mark 2, verse 4. Yes, I'm glad you knew what I was talking about. When they could not come near him, Jesus, notice that him is capitalized, because of the crowd, they uncovered Jesus' roof on his house. Joy, Velma, lay your hands on her back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the healing power of God flow through Mr. Velma's hands right now into Joy's body and be total healing and transformation in Joy's life right now in the name of Jesus. Joy, just say it. I receive it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Manifestation happen. Anasola nama kistara nila. Ola sama na itama. Onenenanduko. Ambros alasan mokula, ende de shalama, amana de si, I speak it done in the realm of the spirit. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. And no son de la castamanoka, all a sombre navalama de desi, and a no cole, minasinaka, o machandale ba, unimalasaka, and in the monde, a rosa calabada. In the name of Jesus, manifestation in Joy's life right now. Enosaka, andelesomena, inevola, no matter what trauma has ever been there, we declare it is stripped of its power, and the healing virtue of God moves all through her body right now. In the name of Jesus, in transformation, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 So mandalasa nekata. Ando rena manasapi. Andelesa minikonima. Anosa shalamindaka. If you've never prayed in the Holy Spirit, say right now, I receive my heavenly prayer language and begin to pray. Somanakandana. Ende losantamana. Amashukeleba. Ando rela manasana. Enanika. Anananondaka. Obalomra nanasikata. In the name of Jesus. 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 Ambas. Glory be to God. Somebody right now, you're getting free from a whole bunch of junk from your past. It's dropping off you like a dead fly. In the name of Jesus. My goodness sakes alive, what a night we're having. In the name of Jesus. Everybody just say it. Transformation for joy in the name of Jesus. 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 Ready? We're getting this guy healed. Keep reading. So when, this is verse 4. So when had broken through the roof. Wait a minute. The house is so full of people, they can't get to Jesus. Jesus is standing in his house somewhere with so many people around him, these guys can't get through, and they probably said, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, and they're like, no, I ain't moving. You know what that means when it says they give the roof back? There was stuff falling on people because those were mud roofs and thatch roofs, and they had grass and stuff up there. I mean, it was falling on people underneath them. I bet they made them for him then, didn't they? When Jesus saw their faith, that man didn't get healed because of his faith. Not in this story. He got healed because of the faith of their friends. Say it with me. God help me have some crazy friends. Wait a minute. Say it about yourself. Lord, help me be that crazy friend. In the mighty name of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. The first thing he said to him, recorded, is, son, your sins are forgiven you. Why? He was a sinner. And Jesus wanted him not only to be able to receive a healing in his body, but a transformation in his life. Everybody say, I am transformed in every part of my life. I am a new creation. Amen. Transformation. Some of the scribes that were sitting there said, why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God? Immediately, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus, and he said to them, why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or arise, take up your bed, and walk? You ready? I love Jesus. Jesus made it right out. All right, which is easier to say? Which is easier for God to do? If God can say your sins be forgiven you, and you can't even yourself being the one that sinned them all, remembers them all. But God remembers them all, and God wipes them away in 1 second, which is easy. That's the greatest miracle that could ever happen, is that your sins would be forgiven. If you've already believed God for the greatest miracles that ever could happen, salvation, then there's no big deal for you to believe in being healed in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it, I am healed right now. Whatever you're asking God to deliver you of tonight, just say it. I'm delivered right now. Never need another day of it. Wait, some of you might feel like you're obese in your body. Say this with me. Obesity, leave my body.
Obesity, leave
my body right now. And then name that perfect weight you want to be. I will always be 175 pounds. Leave my body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 10, but that you may know, I love Jesus, but so you know, because you can't stop it, that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Not because Jesus didn't want him in the meeting. Because Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Now, go to your house. Verse 12. Somewhere about 3 or 4 hours later, the man decided to get up. You should have seen the look I got across the computers. Verse 12. Immediately, he arose. He took up his own bed, went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this before. You ready? Let's say it with this. Let's say it right now. Thank you, Lord, for healing joy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for healing Bella. Thank you, Lord, for healing in Becca's life. Thank you, Lord, for healing our friend Al Barton. Thank you, Lord, for healing our friend Mary Fernandez Ambrose in her body right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing our friend Tammy Peters and Tammy's daughter, Sophia, healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it right now. Dane, be healed. Amanda, be healed. Miracle Man, be healed. Joey, be healed. Owen and Eddie and Brenton, be healed.
Yes.
Sophia, be healed. J.J. Tennant, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Robert Mulderman, be healed in every part of your body, of your soul, of your spirit, in every part of your life, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it in the mighty names of Jesus. In the mighty names of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sunday Geyser, be healed in all of your body. Chris Geyser Rich, be healed in all of your body. Francetta, be healed in your body. Chris Timmer, Warren Walsh, Sister Sherry Gilbert, and shall be healed in your body, restored to perfect health. Susie Sigrid, be healed in your body. Warren, be healed in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor, who are you talking about? Oh, Donnie Jr. Everybody just pause for a minute. Let's pray for Donnie Jr. right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every destructive voice that has tried to stop our brother from being able to receive his healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that every voice that is speaking against this healing be silenced, and let the power of the ecclesia work in Donnie Jr.'s life right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name, right now, tonight. We bind religion. We bind medical field. We bind the confusion of the enemy that is speaking. Oh, I don't know, Mike. I got to say it. Witchcraft. Everybody just pray in the spirit for a minute about Donnie Jr. Donnie Jr. has been laying in the hospital now for 2 solid months because of a COVID shot. Pray in the spirit with me. Sunday Balakutama. Ando Sunday Rakata. Onde la Sanba. Banda Suleka. Ambrasalavana, Endala Sondemaki, Ambrosta, Anabalasita. Speak to this situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mandela Singede, Ambrosada, Andala Sindede. Thank you, Dan. Banda Kapanava. We bind the confusion. If God's given you a word like Dan just got, Pat, put it in there. Make it simple, short, and delivering. We bind confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. The ecclesia's words are not confused. In the mighty, you have coffee? In the mighty name of Jesus, the ecclesia's words are not confused. We've spoken the same words the whole time. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Restored to perfect, complete, absolute health in the name of Jesus. Divine reversal of everything. Yes, good. That's a good word. Reversal of any of that effect of whatever that wickedness was they put in him. In the name of Jesus, divine reversal. That's a good word. I declare every medical professional that's in the way of the healing, get off his case and go on vacation now so he can be up and free in the mighty name of Jesus. He told his stepmom and his dad that he loved them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up and walk, talk, live, be strong in the name of Jesus. According to Joel chapter 2, that our God says, I restore the years the locusts have eaten. I declare my people shall never be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Restore only perfect health to this young man, Donnie Jr. In the name of Jesus, perfect brain function, perfect motor skills in his body, perfect strength in his muscles, perfect cells and tissue growth and reproduction, perfect organs working properly. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, any witchcraft curse that was on the drug, it is rendered powerless in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft effect, it is rendered powerless in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Shonde la kambunda. Sindereka. Ama shendele baraka. onde sande kambundela endra supalakdi shede vandabolika ande la sambendanika ambrosande vereba onde nasha kadebuta in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sing with me this song. We sing it here all the time. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Sunday Geyser, the miracle is yours, and it has manifested in your life. Brother Dan said, hold on. Becca said, health to this young man. Brother Dan said, we come in boldness. You called this the healing room. We call upon your oath. That's good. That's good, Brother Dan. Woo! Woo! In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
John, did you see Mike Turner?
Yes. He would speak to his mom and dad and said he loved them. That is a serious answer to prayer and miracle. That's as serious a miracle right there as that lady getting out of that bump, blump, blump, bump. What do you call that thing? Baptismal tank healed. Now in the name of Jesus, Donnie Jr., you will rise up and walk out and be completely free from that wickedness in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Dan just referred to a set of verses I'm going to read right now. Now, there's no verses left in the book of Mark to get Jesus' roof repaired. But you and I don't have to pray for it because the house has probably already been removed. Remember, Jesus was a carpenter. And fishermen got to know how to pound a nail too, so you never know. Hebrews chapter 6. Go with me. To verse 9. And we're going to go down to verse 20. For all of you that are still way out in the east, we want you to notice the beautiful sun shining on our face. It's still standing way up in the air. The four friends came back and fixed it. Sorry about your sailing, sir. You got to know Jesus. It's all right. We can calm the sea. We can fix the roof. I guarantee you that. Ready? Verse 9. Beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, and that's people who fall away and don't stay to the Christian life. And here in Hebrews, and we're confident of better things for you. Now, verse 9. Yet things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. 10. God is not unjust to forget our work and labor of love which we have showed to his name. I want to say this to every one of you tonight. Every one of you who are here right now will be here any other day. God is not unjust to you. You may never be the preacher, but your presence is marked in heaven as the foundation and strength of this ministry. So I say verse 10 to you, God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown for his name. Every single one of you who come here in faith every day and stand here in faith saying, God is moving. Verse 10, is God Almighty speaking to your life right now tonight? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In that you have ministered to the saints and minister. 11. We desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. I love it, Dan. Thank you. You did it. You got it to me. Assurance of hope to the end. You can live without water for, what do they say, 14 days. You can live without food for 40, 50 days. But you can't live without hope. Very many days, you know. And hope maketh not ashamed. Keep reading. That you do not become sluggish, imitate those who through faith and patience speak into the mountain and watching it come. Inherit the promise. Say it with me. I'm in faith and I am patient. Because it's coming right now. Watch. 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. God made an oath on his own name because it's impossible for him to lie, saying, blessing, I will bless you, and multiply, I will multiply you. Say it with me.
Hallelujah.
God is blessing me. And God is multiplying me right now tonight. I speak to anyone that has a large amount of debt. Be canceled. Be removed. Be paid off now in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody put your faith on those words. Who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God said, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. All right? He wasn't just talking about Abraham's children. He was talking about every part of Abraham, because when you read one chapter later in the book of Genesis, it lists everything God multiplied him with. Cattle and lands and stuff and gold and camels and donkeys and sheep and
children
and ticks. Verse 15. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater. That means you and I would take an oath by, you know, God in heaven. Take an oath by the United States of America, whatever is greater that you're going to take an oath by. And an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. You said it, that's it, it's done. Thus, God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, say this, that is me.
That is me.
The immutability of his counsel, that means he doesn't change. Confirmed it by an oath, his oath. God swore an oath. 18. That by two immutable, unchangeable forces, his word and his oath. Wait. There's all kinds of things that God swore by, okay? But he's talking about his word, his oath, his name, Jesus' blood. All of those are immutable forces. All right, but wait. This one here. For when God made a promise to Abraham, he could swear by an oath, he swore by himself, and then by his oath. All right? In which it's impossible for God to lie. We might have strong population who have fled for refuge to lay hold. Look at this. To lay hold of the hope that is set before us. How many of you are hoping to be healed? How many of you received healing tonight, right now? You may have. If you received healing, just shout it. I received healing. I received healing. I received healing now, tonight. Amen? I'm serious about this obesity thing. If you're overweight and you don't want to be, I'm serious about God delivering you. You think, what, he can heal cancer or AIDS, but he can't make you lose weight? Well, Pastor, don't you know you got to exercise to lose weight? What, you going to tell the person that they got to exercise to lose cancer? Things that make you go, why would God be wide open and heal anybody with cancer but not help somebody lose weight? And Mary say, I receive the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Get up and move around. Walk, exercise. I mean, move arms, move your legs. I declare your heart works. All your system, Mary Fernandez Ambos, all of your system completely restored. All right, you ready? 17. Thus, God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise, that's you and me, the immutability of his counsel, that means he cannot lie, cannot change, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, he swore by himself and he swore by his oath, which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope. That thing that's set before us that says, I receive it. Somebody's dinged me. You know what that means, don't you? The 92nd lady just got turned down. She's not getting me tonight. Father, I pray right now for revelation knowledge to come to these believers as we speak.
Yes.
Now, Lord, may revelation knowledge come to them about their healing in their body. May revelation knowledge come about money for their life and their family. May revelation knowledge come of how you're delivering them from debt right now tonight. And may debts be delivered and forgiven right now tonight. Speak it done in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare it done. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen. What did we figure that debt that we had canceled? That was like a $750?
Oh, yeah.
When we came back from being with my mom after my dad went to heaven, and then she had COVID, and then Christmas, and we got back here on, like, December the 30th. Yeah. Somewhere in there, we had $750 worth of debt canceled. What did you do to do it?
We went to pay it
in the debt, and it wasn't there. Anybody want to say, I receive that? I receive it again. Don't put it publicly. Everybody get this right now. Don't put it publicly. Everybody pay attention. Don't put it publicly. Write down on it. Pay for your biggest debt that you owe. The number. Wow. And say this with me. Put your finger right on that and say it out loud. I'm not going to say mine out loud. I don't want to freak anybody out. You know how the church is. If you say you had $5,000 debt, someone would say, are you kidding me? That's not all you got. And other people would say, oh, my Lord, I can't believe he's got that. Watch this. Put your finger. Write it on a piece of paper. Put your fingers right on it and declare, I declare this debt paid in full.
I declare all this debt.
Paid in full in Jesus' name. Now, say this with me. Cancel what you want to cancel.
Yes.
Forgive what you want to forgive. And pay off what you want to pay off, Lord. I am your servant. Do it however you want to do it. By immutable facts, that is God himself and the oath he made, and that produces hope on the inside of my life. These debts are paid in full, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, stay with me. Now, Lord, do a miracle.
Now, Lord, do a miracle.
And I'm believing for it now. Now, listen. When Jesus had taxes to pay, what did he tell Peter? He told Peter, go fishing. Now, how many of you have been fishing and pulled up a fish with gold in his mouth.
Robert, have you ever run across that yet?
Brother Robert, how many times has that happened to you? Now, mm-hmm. Brother Mike has had a trip to the bathroom produce $40 out of the paper towel bin, so, and then $35,400 that came out of his pocket, $35,400. And Chris Timmer shows up.
Look at Zelda's comment. My head hasn't hurt since you prayed for Stone.
And it's not coming back.
And it's not coming back.
We broke those bands. We broke those bands off of your head, and it's not coming back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everybody say about Chris Timmer. Healed completely in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare perfect house for Chris and Karen Timmer. Come now in the name of Jesus. I declare a manifestation of provision and cancer. The debt for Brother Warren Walsh right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Pastor, do you have authority to do all this? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Be fruitful. Multiply. Subdue the earth. Take dominion. Subdue it and replenish. I have authority that has now been in intact for 7,000 years. That's a pretty serious authority in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mary Fernandez Ambrose, thank you for using your healing voice for Chris Timmer in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord Jesus, I'm just ready to explode. All right, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay here.
The coffee everywhere.
Oh no, if any of you have ever just got up and run out of the house because you're so blessed, but you might ought to try it once. Just do a good shouting spell. Woo! In the mighty name of Jesus, where were we at and what were we doing? Let's see. I was talking about ethereally explode in revelation. There you go. Woo! I don't know if you guys heard what she said. But she said, please don't do that. You'll put stuff everywhere.
Coffee. Coffee everywhere.
Hallelujah. Oh, we were in Hebrews. That's what we were doing.
Oh, yeah. 19.
All right. Oh, I'm going to read 18.
Already.
For those of you just joining us, make sure once the program's finished, you go watch that video on my Facebook page, and it's here on the Community of Faith page.
Yeah.
And it's soon to be in your messenger because I'm sending it to you in YouTube and in Facebook form because I want you to have it in your messenger so you can push that little tab next to your message that says share, and you can start sharing it to your friends. Share it to all your holy friends first, so they're all just going. Then share it to the ones that are on the edge. And then share it to the ones that are just plain old sinners. Why? Because all your friends that know all your friends, they'll all start sending it back and forth. And then when it hits the sinners, it'll have so much power. They'll just open it, watch it, and lay their head down on the table. It's totally healed, delivered, set free, and a believer in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You are going to receive it from me. I guarantee it. It usually takes me about 25 hours to get it all done, but it's going to happen because that video of that lady saying, that young lady saying, God loves me. He is not mad at me. Needs to be in everybody's inbox from here to around the world. Let's watch it hit a billion. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
It's on Facebook and on YouTube, and we'll give it to you when we go. Verse number 19. This hope we have, hope. Where was that other hope? Oh, right above it. That's two hopes. All right? This hope we have, hope is your being filled with faith, filled with courage, filled with confidence that something's going to happen. Hope. And I'll even get a better definition than that, but I don't have it tonight, but it's coming. But maybe Brother Dan will get it. He was preaching it to me today. I was receiving it. And just so everybody knows, through Memphis to cross the Mississippi River, there's a huge traffic jam there because they shut the bridge down. It's too old and it's falling apart.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So, Memphis. So, if you're going that way, change your route and pay attention to what's going on with the traffic so you're not sitting there for 18 hours in a day going 1 inch. One inch,
oh,
one inch, one inch, cars overheating, you know, the whole deal. Verse 19, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. I think we need to understand hope. It's your anchor for your soul. Both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. So it's your hope. Hope has a serious effect about getting behind the veil. What, you guys don't know what that means? What's wrong with you? Brother Dan asked me. I still don't know what it means. I gave him a quick answer, but I got to go back and dig this out because not that I haven't read this verse. I've been looking at the veil of the temple being rent from the top to the bottom by an angel. And then it's just open. But Paul says here, this hope enters behind the presence, enters into the presence behind the veil. Good stuff right there. Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become the high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Say this to me. It is impossible for God to lie.
It is impossible.
He swore on himself. He swore on himself. And he swore on his own oath. He made an oath by himself. It is impossible for him to lie. Say it. My healing is done forever. My miracles are done forever. While we were in tonight's session, I heard the Holy Spirit say this to me. There's some people here, and there's no condemnation. Please. I want nobody to be condemned. But you're calling a sickness yours.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just get a little instruction on this. Don't buy cancer. Yeah. You've claimed it. You can claim your body. You can say that cancer, they said my body has, but don't claim it as yours. Don't say my asthma. Why? You keep it because it's yours. And what belongs to you, you're going to keep. Splitting a hair. No, I'm not splitting a hair. I'm setting you free. It's not your hernia. It's an interesting thing to say. It is a hernia, but don't put that personal pronoun on it. Use an article, an or the hernia, the cancer, the sickness. I declare they are your legs in the mighty name of Jesus, and you move them legs and jump up out of that bed and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, rise up and walk. Yes, you say my legs. You don't say my paralyzation.
Amen.
You say, by his stripes I'm healed, and no paralyzation has any effect on my body. Wow. In the name of Jesus, my spinal cord is healed.
Amen.
That paralyzation goes away in the name of Jesus. I'm preaching better than some of you are shouting or dancing right now. Anybody want to do a Yoda yell? Raised his head like, really, Dad? Why don't you just let me go to sleep over here? What about my legs? Heal Chris's legs in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Don't claim the sickness and disease as yours. Don't say my arthritis. Wait, I won't look at anybody so nobody's offended. Don't say my obesity. Stop saying I'm so fat. You're claiming. Pastor, if we got to be that careful with our words, well, you got to get free. There's so much healing power flowing through this place right now tonight through this healing room. Every one of you reach out and receive my healing, my deliverance, that sickness. That disease ain't yours. Don't claim it. I hear Brother Jesse the Planet say, how's he say it? People say, but what about I am sick? He said, I ain't worried about your am sick. I'm worried about his stripes healed. Wait, what if you're sick? All right, but you don't have to claim it as yours. My sickness, say it. Sickness, leave my body.
Amen.
What are you doing? You are taking control of you and removing every foreign substance away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Goodness sakes, alive if we had a good time tonight. Now, what's left to do? Have I left anything unfinished that I started to say and then something happened?
Don't let us know.
If I started praying for you and stopped, make sure you tell me. Otherwise, we're going to move to communion because it's that time of the night. You guys are... You know, as long as we're here, I mean, we're not out on that road doing the whatever. Listen, he's told us to pray. I'm about to tell you, not right now, but in another day or so. But not have the tent there. It's the tent of meeting outside the city, so people will come from the city and come outside. Well, all right then. Thank you. Yes, sir. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, don't claim it. Don't claim depression. Don't claim my depression, my confusion. Don't claim it. It don't matter that they diagnosed you with it. Call it A-N or the healing or the sickness, the whatever. Let it be an article and let it be disconnected from you so that you get to walk in that freedom. And I declare in Jesus' name that the understanding of this comes to now simply, and you move in it in Jesus' mighty name. I will take one more of those cups. See, now I haven't drank a whole pot of coffee yet tonight. Now watch. Oh, we're going to pray. That's what we're doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Onde la sandano. Omba la sedeve de maracuta. Bonde le mambra de barcute vera mandara na cula sitema. Enda la sanda da re manacava di bulamunde de vadmu sada calonda ambrusta and candida malissima. I have shown you what to do. Yes, you. I have given you assignments to do. Yes, you. Not what those other people said to do, but what I told you to do. Learn to decipher my voice and their voice and do what I have given you to do. Remember, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. I have shown you what to do, and you know it right in here. Now go and do what I said in your private time with me, what I said in your business with me, what I said to you from the debt, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are my sheep. I have spoken and you know it. No matter what anyone else tells you to do, do what I have told you to do. I am preparing you for the day to go and do. But you got to be prepared. But go and the do. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what? When it was all done, what he was saying, he said, and that's for 7 people tonight.
Wow.
Mark the time down. That is at the 2-hour and 10-minute point in this program on Facebook. And it's on the 2-hour and 6-minute on YouTube. That's a word of God. And I'll put a timestamp on YouTube for you so you can go right there and click on it, listen to it again. 2:10 on Facebook and 2:06 on YouTube. Let's pray again. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord, bless this young man, Joshua, that has had this amazing miracle. Thank you that somebody was just filming the lady's baptism and got to record one of the most amazing videos there ever has been. Thank you, Lord. And we ask that you help every person here. I ask you, Father, that you help every person here experience someone receiving a miracle, because in their daily life, they just said, let me pray for you. And that person is healed instantly because they're willing to reach out with all boldness and say, let me pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for these beautiful believers. Thank you for this wonderful family. Thank you for the body of Christ that heaven knows as the community of faith. We are your mighty warriors. We are your life broadcasters. We are going and doing in your mighty name. We will be everything that you have called us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, look at Phyllis K. Raymond. Come on, Phyllis, give it the verses. Father said to explain to you, again, real quick, why it is so important to speak the right words. I want you to hear this. Genesis chapter 1. God said to Adam, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. And that's what he said. And he did until the serpent showed up. They sinned. And then 1,000 years later, here comes the flood. When Noah came off the ark, God said to him, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. But then he gave a fifth statement to Noah that Genesis, that Adam didn't have. Adam had be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. Jonah. Noah replenished the earth. Bring replenishment back to the earth. Well, how in this world was Noah going to bring replenishment to the earth? With a stick? Walk up to all the trees on the earth and hit them with a stick. Bam, they're replenished? No, with his words. Our words more for creation than they are for conversation. That's why we just said that about don't say my sickness. Don't do that. Why? Because your words are creating your life. And Noah was told replenish the earth. There's only one way he can do that, and that is with the word Jesus. What, does he go jump three times then round? No. He looks at the earth where he's at and says, be made whole, and then that whole area is made whole. Yeah. Pastor, do you really think we have that much power with our words? Yeah. Say one mean, hateful thing to someone and then try to get it out of their heart after you've let it loose. Those words go in and they destroy. But if they destroy, they can give life. It's as easy to say, I love you, as it is to say, I hate you.
Love blesses and changes. Hate destroys. Everybody say it. I'm sticking with the love. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. He told me to do it in 5 minutes. That was about 2.5. And so I think I did pretty good. Say it. My words are more for creation and domination than they are for conversation. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you right now, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. Then he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Right here. All of the whole Passover sacrifices is wrapped up in one little cup. It's red on the outside. It's white on the inside. Though your sins are red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow when you put the blood of Jesus in the middle of it. As often as you drink this cup, I'm just all messed up here. Do it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and as often as you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, all of it, till he comes. 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected. Say it. I have perfect love. If somebody's in the room, I just tell, I love you perfectly. Woo! All right. See you guys later. We got to go. Love has been perfected among us in this. Boldness in the day of judgment. When you and I are walking in the love of God, we're going to be bold on judgment day. Why? Because we're going to say, as he is, so am I on this earth. And I've already judged it, and I'm walking with him. 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. John Wehner, I haven't seen you in a while, but I love you, brother, no matter where your job is taking you. In the name of Jesus. The program with you. We love you, man. Now, all of the communion, we call it New Covenant worship, is wrapped up in this. And on that night, it was all done. And Jesus paid the price, and it was perfect. Fully available for anybody that wants it. And that's you and me in Jesus' name. You ready? We're going to pray a prayer of salvation. If you've never been saved, now's the time to be saved. You're about ready to be born again. If you've been away from God and you're coming back, this is a prayer of rededication. And if you're just one of the solid, stable, serious saints of the community of faith, we call it a prayer of hallelujahification. It just shouts, glory, I'm in the kingdom of God. You ready? Amen. We're all going to pray it. Pray it with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you.
I know I need
in
you. In every part of my life.
And I know Jesus is the door.
And I know Jesus is the door.
The only way to salvation.
The only way to salvation.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
And all the work you did.
And all the work you did.
During your life.
During your life.
Your life.
Your life.
Your death.
Your death.
Your resurrection.
Your resurrection.
And your ascension.
And your ascension.
Take your sins, put them in a big pile and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin, Lord.
I have no ability to beat it.
I have no ability to beat it on my
own. In my own strength. Now, put your hands out. Just with all the faith you got, say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Still in every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Hallelujah. I receive right now, Jesus. Fill in every part of my life. May they receive it right now. Pray it. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. This is who we are, and this is what we look like. You'll love us. We're crazier than you can imagine around here. We laugh. We cry. Watch this. Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead. We do what Jesus did. And greater. They're going to put my email address and website in there so you have the ability to get in contact with us. And we welcome you to do it. I got 10 verses I want to send you if this is your first time praying that prayer, or if it's your 100th time, I got verses I want to send you of how to walk with God. That's our place on this earth, is to help you walk with God in Jesus. You send me an email, I'll send you one. You send me another one, I'll send you one. Any way that I can help you walk with God, I'm going to do that in God, in Jesus' mighty name. And all of you that's been here a while, it's time to get you trained and established so you can be a blessing. And when I can send somebody to you and say, take them, make a disciple of them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're ready to receive communion now. Hurry up. Go get some bread and water or chips or crackers or Cheez-Its and some Gatorade. And come back and receive communion with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We'll give them a second. Remember this. On the website is this communion service. It's written out so you can read it and lead your family in it, even if you can't be with us. Every time we come here, I better not say every, because we might have missed one, but almost every time we've come here, we've received communion. And you'll always be able to find it somewhere on the video of the day in Jesus' name. You ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
They are sanctified.
They are sanctified.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
My peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
And from the body of Christ in my community.
From the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, that for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross despite the shame. You ready? Say this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things
have become new.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
every plague has to pass on by.
Every plague has to pass on by.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren
is
cast down forever. There is no more condemnation.
There's no more condemnation.
Anywhere near me. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are
and I will always be.
And I will always
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout glory.
Lord, glory.
You know, I want you to notice something. That once you get around us, we no longer call you a sinner. Because you're no longer a sinner. The doctrine says, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Nope. You're either a sinner or you're not. You're either a sinner or saved by grace. One or the other. Glory, Rebecca. I've been missing you tonight. Where you been? Love you, Rebecca. Now, you're supposed to sing a song. What do you want to sing, love? We're gonna the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
What a great night. A great bunch.
Say it with me. I am healed. Get serious. I will never again.
I will never again
claim any sickness as mine.
Claim any sickness as mine.
I am the healed.
I am the healed.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Mary, Pastor Rick, we've been missing you all night long.
Yeah.
All night. You and Rebecca must have been somewhere eating pie and ice cream. That's all right. I like pie and ice cream. So does Brother Mike. How many other people like pie and ice cream? I like pie and ice cream. Anybody want to go out and have pie and ice cream with me? Hey, sleeping's a good thing to do too, ma'am.
Hot brownies and ice cream.
Hot brownies and ice cream. Amen. It's only 9:30 here. If we go soon enough, we might make Dairy Queen. Still daylight out here.
You were sleeping, Mary. Well, God bless your sleep.
Make sure you go and you catch that video. I'm going to send those videos in your messenger so you have them to share. And share them with everybody you know, guys. I've seen miracles before. And we'll send you the one by the 6 miracles of Brother R.W. Shambach, too. But I've seen miracles before, but that was so powerful in 2 minutes and 30 seconds that everybody on the whole earth deserves to see that in their messenger box, everybody in the whole world. And may it go across this world and empty hell and fill heaven.
Amen.
Pray for Israel. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Israel right now. We pray for the Israel believers. We pray for the nation of Israel. And we look up because our redemption is drawing really near right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless Israel. We bless everyone to be wise. We bless its leaders to be wise. We declare God's people are blessed to be a blessing. And we are a blessing to them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them strong. Keep them safe. May the iron dome have so much ammunition that them studs fall to the ground.
Amen.
Lord bless because they've been blown to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, and guys, I'm telling you, look up. Your redemption draws nigh. There's not any other prophecy that's got to be fulfilled. The rapture can literally be at any minute. Keep yourself right with God. You know, Brother Dan, that reminds me of the old hymn. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast to the rock cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Huh.
That song came from Hebrews chapter 6.
Really?
In the mighty name of Jesus, may every ship full of oil get stopped in its own port and not be able to move.
Amen.
By the hand of Almighty God. And our oil fields in the United States of America bust back open. And we take care of this stupidity in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody just said, Pastor, don't get an attitude after we've had such a good service. Well, stupid is as stupid does. And it ain't you and it ain't me because we can already see what the answer is. And if we don't speak the grace of God and the answers of God, then God doesn't get to move. We must keep speaking them answers in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Be to God. May you sleep good. I know you're going to sleep good. Some of you, don't go sit in the chair because this anointing is going to cause you to go.
Yeah.
So go make sure you lay down. Now, if you got healed and you haven't been able to run in a while, then put on your jogging shoes and go running. Because once you're healed, you want to start moving around and doing the things that you couldn't do.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. Get up and get moving. You can't get healed sitting back down in the place where you were bound to. You got to get up, like Jesus said, take up your bed and go do something. Go hoe the garden, mow the grass, something, and then don't go back to that other place.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. I think that's it. See you again tomorrow at noon for prayer. And till we see you again. Just looking at comments, making sure we don't do something too soon here. Good night, everyone. We love you. All of our little grandkids that were with us tonight, we're sure glad you were with us. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, Shannon, Rebecca, Becca, Valmont, Joy, Mikey, Claire, Dan, Mary, Pastor Rick. Hallelujah, what a crew we had tonight. Brother Mike, Sister Shannon, Brother Dan, Valma, Shannon, Phyllis, K. Raymond, Becca, Phyllis, K. Raymond, Valma, Chris, Timmer, amen, Mary Fernandez, Sister Sunday guys are over in the YouTube area, and all y'all are YouTubers. We love you guys. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we always say.
We love
we
you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Oh,
Tammy
Lord.
Peters. And who
is
that, Mamala?
Mamala. Good night, guys. God bless you. We love you.
We love you guys.